Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting to take a look at these numbers, talk a little bit about some of the things that have been happening in the marketplace. And, oh, I suppose we should start, Mike, with the Ag Forum numbers that were released today from Washington, D.C., kind of a first broad brush look at what USDA is expecting for the 2016-17 or the growing season we're about to start. What did they show?
I think overall, Todd, they showed that we are going to stay very high relative to the last 5 to 7 years in terms of ending stocks. Corn ending stocks expected to be right around 2 billion bushels. We're not going to lose much more than 10 million bushels in bean ending stocks per their new numbers this morning, keeping them around 440 million for this next crop year. And in the wheat, we're still talking about near a billion bushel carryover, whereas with 2013-2014, just 3 years ago, we were about half that at 590 million bushels. I think these numbers were expected. I think probably what was the most negative feature to these USDA numbers actually came out in the chief economist's agriculture outlook yesterday in his slide presentation, in that he forecasted a dollar that continues to go up in terms of trade weighted dollar all the way into 2017 before it peaks. And he also took down China's estimate of growth in terms of GDP growth by almost 2 percentage points from what they were looking at back in October of last year. Those were the two things that really struck a chord with me as far as what the market probably latched onto, wondering how we're going to be looking with the demand side of the equation.
How did they fit into the puzzle as it works out for you? Were they similar or different?
I think the dollar is quite a bit different. I think that the line of thinking is exactly the same. What I'm trying to present, and this goes back to the commodity week a couple weeks ago that we did together, you know, the idea that we could get up and make a move up to the resistance, the technical resistance, and we did do that. Monday's high, just this week in Monday's high, we were at a three-week high in November beans and near a three-week high in December corn. It was just Monday that we were at 896 in the November beans and 390 in the December corn. But I think the trend line that was drawn all the way back to the July highs that we tested on Monday, it failed. And this brings back the fundamentals of the wheat and the crude oil and their leadership to the downside. And that's the major thing that I'm talking about right now in the analysis on my seminars and on my webinars with clients and with people, is that you really have to have the wheat and the crude oil to be the put their bottom in first, because they best represent China and the dollar. And so in that respect, the USDA report and that outlook by the chief economist made a lot of sense.
Some have mentioned over the last week to me that the intraday charts, and I don't know whether you have watched this or not, for corn and crude oil seem to just run together. Is that truly the case?
Well, it is, and I think I would even back it up to a monthly chart. If you look at a correlation study for the last 18 months, the dollar and the crude oil have about anywhere from an 85% to 100% negative correlation with one another, and I think that's really the heart. That's really, as I say, the dog that's wagging the tail at this point, is the crude oil and the oil, and crude oil and the dollar, and even the, you know, business channels are starting to talk about that more, with how the stock market and the crude oil are trading so closely with one another. And again, it goes back to the dollar and the estimated growth that we're going to see out of the emerging markets. So the lower Chinese growth goes, the more the trade expects, the financial market expects, that wheat and crude oil will stay oversupplied because a lack of demand. And I see it differently if some things can happen here in the next 30 to 45 days. And I think there's a really good shot that maybe this year will be similar to 1986, where we have a first quarter and second quarter low in crude oil, and then we go higher after that. And that's what I'll be watching for, and obviously what I'll be putting out on the newsletter and the research as the year goes forward.
You know, you made a few farmers' hearts just skip a beat when you mentioned 1986 or any time in the 1980s, right? It's a rough time for the marketplace and for farms, and it's not been a good year, not been a good couple of years. But I want to explore just a bit more crude oil at this time. So what are the fundamentals that would change in the 30 or 45 days that could manage to put that market into an up move that would bring corn and wheat along with it?
I think that likelihood of an output cap or output freeze is getting more and more likely. And that would do a lot in terms of the market feeling like they need to make new lows. I would also say that as we, and this is the Department of Energy research and also the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas research, along with my own, suggesting that by the time we get to the second half of 2016, it's going to be a lot easier for demand to catch up with supply, both here in the United States and also globally. And I think this is where probably the fundamentals look the most logical. What would derail the demand catching up with supply is pretty simple, is that if China would have a financial crisis and their debt load would get substantially negative in the market's mindset, and their stock market would go sharply lower, and then all of a sudden we see more capital outflows out of the emerging markets with China leading, that would probably keep the dollar very strong and keep the crude oil very weak, regardless of supply demand fundamentals. That's really the cart, that's the horse that's going to pull the cart, I think.
Looking forward to having you here next week and the following week for a whole bunch of shows. Thanks for coming into the state of Illinois, by the way.
I can't wait. Let's pray for good weather.
You betcha. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas, and he will be here for the All Day Ag Outlook. That's over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. That's on March the 8th, so not next Tuesday, but the following one. You can get your tickets for that right now at willag.org, willag.org. They're just $30, and don't wait, because Monday will be the last day that we send those out in the mail. It's really not the last day we'll make this ticket sales, but certainly it's the last day we'll try to get those out in the mail. It'll be a whole lot easier for you and for us both. If you just have the tickets, you can drop them in the basket on your way in, and we're all good. So get the tickets right now, willag.org. Mike Zuzulo will be there, along with 11 other of our regular analysts, a few more around the outside in our booth space, and we'll take up the weather forecast for the coming year. And frankly, I was looking at some of these numbers this morning as they came out from the United States Department of Agriculture, and I think it's pretty important that you show up to talk about this year, as some of you probably are not terribly worried about what you're going to do with the market. But the season's average cash price for corn, as predicted by USDA just this morning for the 2016-17 season of the crop going in the ground, is $3.45. For soybeans, it's $8.50. So lots to talk about in terms of downside risks still. Lots to talk about in the things that you might be able to do to curb production cost, and we'll take that all up at willag.org's All Day Ag Outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And you can buy the tickets. Do it right now. Don't wait. Do it today. Also, you'll find I've posted there the calendar for myself, where I'll be traveling over the next several weeks. And that includes Sherman, and which is near Springfield, and Litchfield next week. And I'll have Dan Zwicker and Mike Zuzula both at both of those events, and Kurt Kimmel at one, and Chip Nillinger at the one. So find out all the details there. Just click on the link, the red title to each of those, and you can find all the details. Again, willag.org. By the way, this is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. And I'm Yovi Extension's Todd Gleason.